With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Legal battles over the surge of ICE agents and the local response intensifying in Minnesota.
Federal prosecutors have served six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials. So says a person familiar with the matter. Those officials include Democratic Governor Tim Walz. It's part of a federal probe into whether those state officials obstructed or impeded federal law enforcement during a sweeping immigration operation in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. However, Governor Walz contends the Trump administration is not seeking justice, but only creating distractions. Walz also calls President Trump, quote, a bully. Meanwhile, Commander-at-Large Greg Bovino with Customs and Border Patrol says Minnesota politicians are stoking fears while federal
leaders like Tim Walz or Mayor Fry have relied on heated rhetoric and accusations that distract from the facts. The facts are that federal agents are arresting murderers, rapists, child predators, cartel-connected criminals, and other individuals who pose a real danger to the people of Minneapolis.
President Trump at the World Economic Forum soon now in the Swiss Alps, where his ambitions to wrest control of Greenland from NATO ally Denmark could be tearing relations with European allies. Iran's foreign minister has issued a direct threat against the United States, warning of retaliation if attacked. This comes after Tehran's crackdown on protesters, killing more than 4,500. 26,000 people have been arrested. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats pass on an abortion amendment.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A British police chief who recommended fans from an Israeli soccer team be banned from attending a match against an English team last year has stepped down amid criticism. Craig Guilford, the chief constable of the West Midlands Police, bowing to mounting pressure for him to quit over the controversy. A government report found the chief's decision overstated the threat posed by Israeli fans and understated the risk to them. This is SRN News. The Islamic State group claiming responsibility for an attack on a Chinese restaurant in Kabul. It killed seven people and injured many more. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
The militant group had said in a statement late Monday that a suicide bomber had entered the premises frequented by Chinese nationals in the city and detonated an explosive vest during a gathering. The group had said 25 people were killed or wounded in the attack, including Taliban guards. The details, though, couldn't be independently verified. The IS claim corresponds in style to previous ones issued by the group, and it included a further threat against Chinese nationals in Afghanistan, linking the attack to China's treatment of Uyghur Muslims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Warren Buffett's successor appears to be considering his first significant move after taking over as CEO. Kraft Heinz warned investors Hathaway is interested. More details, srnnews.com.